Hello to Gerard and King, who are cousins from New Jersey, who are on their... You're going to the inauguration, yeah?
Yes. We're on our way right now.
Why are you going? Why are you so keen to be there?
Well, it's a special day. It's a great day. It's a day in which history's been made. You know, Martin Luther King, you know, walked on these grounds and, you know, made the path possible so that Obama can be here today and be inaugurated as president. So it's an honorary, blessed day, and I'm just thankful that I'm here to be a part of it.
Wow, what an experience. Stay right there. Would you like to listen to a caller in the UK here, James in
Watford? Sure, absolutely.
Hello, James.
Hello.
Gerard and King, they've got to be there. It's going to be a blessed day, James.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, it's a shame they're kind of travelling all that way for nothing, isn't it?
Right.
Sorry, my friend, but it's my belief that nothing will change as long as the machine behind your behind general government, not just yours, but of the world, stays the same. You know, there's plenty of industries out there that need feeding, not just the weapons one, but all of them. And I just wanted to sort of say that's just absolutely skinning the surface. It's absolutely skinning the surface of the issue because that may
be so, but I mean, you know, America as a whole, we as a people, you know, we need hope, we need change, we have a chance to at least believe in the possibility that we can make a change.
I am so glad you said that. That leads me on to what I want to say now. If to really understand what I'm talking about, because I can't get it across in 30 seconds or a minute, you need to type Zeitgeist Addendum into Google and watch that movie,
okay.
And it will change the way you view the world.
Helen in Leicester joins us. Hello, Helen. Yeah. He's got a tough road ahead, hasn't he?
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, it's all very nice. He's going to be president. It's going to be a great party. But ultimately, he's not going to change the world because he's got to go through the machine. And the machine is geared to stop change, almost, it seems, a lot of the time. Tony Blair came in 1997. We thought it was going to be fantastic. It was going to change the world.